7. Why? Bust a bus.
Come on. What?
Hatch. Check it out. Hit you with no delay into what you saying, yo. Silly with your ice, grilly with the dilly, yo.
What?
When I be on the mic, it's I do my duty, yo. While up in the club like you while in the studio. You know when the violin, baby, really and truly, yo. My main thug, villain ain't Julio, he moody, yo.
What?
Type of rubber that'll slap you with the tulio. Real shook, scared to death, act fruity, yo. X that, looking shorty, she a little cutie, yo. The way she shake it, make me wanna get all in the booty, yo. Top miss, trick it to banging misses and videos. While I'm with my freak like we up in the freak shows. Hit you with the shit, make you feel it all in your toes. Hatch, got all my people in red clothes. Styling my metaphors when I formulate my flows. If you don't know, you're messing with lyrical player pros.
Do
like
you really
that.
Wanna party with me? Let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach you what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck wildin' in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
We trust. Yo, it's a must that you heard of us. Yo, we murder us. A lot of people is wondering and they're curious.
What?
I mean, in my unit, deal with it so mysterious. Furious, all of my people is serious. Should others be walking around fearing us?
What?
Front, baby, like you don't want to be hearing us.
Nope.
Gotta listen to Harry, he'll be playing us. 30 times a day, it'll make you delirious.
What?
Damaging everything all up in your area. Yo,
yeah.
It's funny how all the chickens be always serving us. All up in between the ants where they want to carry us. Hit you good, then I hit them off with the alias.
What?
Chickens, they want to marry ya. Yo, it's flip mode, you stupid, you know we bout to bust. Seven-figure money, the label for Panna. Fight the dust instead of you making the fuss. People know better, cause they ain't no comparing us. Mad at us, yes, you know better, we fabulous. Hit my people off with the flow, that be marvelous. Oh, shit, my whole clique, victorious. Taking no prisoners with us, straight up warriors. When I feel it, then I know you be feeling so glorious. Then we bless and reminisce on my people, notorious.
We really
want
to party
like that.
Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me, let me teach what you got for me. Put all your hands with my eyes to see. Stay buck violent in the place to be. If you really wanna party with me.
And good morning. Welcome to another episode of Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio. And this morning, as every morning, we pride ourselves with the thought-provoking and relentless Quest Youth Radio invitation to all the listening audience to another edition featured segment presented by student host Justin Hill. Now, music like poetry has a message. And history like a diamond. You see, words have meanings that we can comprehend like definitions. And news can show us a chain of events that we may not always understand. Now, we're asking you to pull back the musical curtain to see and hear the contributions of our diaspora. And you're sure to find our Quest moment where we attempt to make waves, indeed, vibrations. So I want to thank you for joining us again, to hear a different perspective from our diaspora and our community. Now, we're going to start this morning out by just having each, the panelists introduce themselves and just say good morning. And after that, we're going to go into our theme music, Wake Up Everybody. But I'm sure everybody on the line right now is woke. Tanisha Garner, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
All right. We're doing well. Good morning, Justin. How are you?
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Mr. Harris. How are you?
I'm wonderful, and it is a wonderful day also. Good morning.
Transition into our first segment, I want to hand it over to the real deal, as always, Justin Hill. Take it away with your first segment.
Hey, Mr. Bay, are you quiet? It is now time for my first segment of Diamonds. This week is like a diamond. Each prism represents the work of a group of people at a particular period of time. Look into the diamond and see the reflections of your past self. The pain of your mother, the choice of your father, and the blood of your ancestors. Look deeply and are bound to find yourself. And my diamond for today is on James Weeks. And James Weeks was a longshoreman who bought two lots of land in a community in Brooklyn, New York. He built himself a house and started a community named Weeksville, which was a safe haven and prosperous community for black people in the 1850s. There were churches, schools, and businesses. The community has their own cemetery and newspaper called Athis Fredman's Torchlight. As time passed, the community slowly disappeared due to other developments in Brooklyn. And that is it for my first segment of Diamonds. Again, this is City Host Justin Hill, and I thank you guys for listening.
All right. I just had to come back and give us a chance and the panelists an opportunity to kind of chop this one up. First of all, good job, Justin. And as I found out that Justin will be doing this segment on James Weeks, I took the opportunity to kind of look into it because I had never heard about him before, which is unusual on this show. And what I found out was James Weeks had bought this plot of land in Brooklyn, Bed-Stuy, Bed-Stuyvesant, as we call it today, right, in Brooklyn. And it was, Justin said, it was a safe haven for a lot of black people. You know, you might recall Wall Street being that place, being a prime territory for slaves that came into the country. As slavery and before before the Civil War, after the Civil War, when slavery was over, it was a place where people could go. But here's my point, okay, rather than rattle on, because this is a great story. It's a story about a black man who purchased property for others to establish. This is the first Black Wall Street, everybody. This is before the Black Wall Street in Colorado. And so this basically gives us, as we always talk about, a blueprint. But it's a blueprint that was established before the Black Wall Street that we always refer to. I'm just interested in knowing, Ms. Gardner, Tanisha, what you think about this particular segment on James Week. And the name of the town was Weeksville.
Well, I never heard of this. This is the first time, so I'm kind of speechless. But I guess the more information that you just gave is very interesting. Because it's so funny, because when you look up James Weeks, that didn't pop up. And then when you explained it more, and then you put in Brooklyn, and then it searches totally different. So I just wanted to let people know that, like, that's very interesting. And like how you just said that it was the first Black Wall Street, I definitely want to know more and learn more about it and how he did what he did for his community.
Okay. You know, I'm glad you brought up the fact that when you just look into, when you Google James Weeks, it's interesting how our history is sometimes buried under keywords. Mr. Harris, I have to flip it over to you and give us a comment on what you think about James Weeks and Weeksville, brother.
Yeah, well, truly, just like you were saying, well, sometimes when you look stuff up, we come up with very unreliable pictures of ourselves, because I didn't come up with this brother from New York and Weeksville. I've never heard of any of this prior to this, because there was a whole bunch of James Weeks and when I Google searched. And there was another brother from California that was an artist. That's who I thought we were going to be talking about. But it's important that we understand that we had a lot of people that are heroes within our community that go unsung on a regular basis. And obviously this brother was one of them, you know. And now I'm going to look up Weeksville over in New York and, you know, and try to find out, like, where actually it was and what's it doing now, whether it's still continuing to be a haven for black people or is it going to be gentrified all over again. But that was a good brother. I never heard of him before.
Yeah, well, if you're able to do it during the time of the show, please do so, and you can come back and still comment on it, you know, around the end of the show. But right now, we're going to continue on, and I'm just so happy for us to honor James Weeks and the establishment of Weeksville. Because I'm excited because, you know, the whole idea of this being the first Black Wall Street, especially, well, in New York area, at least, you know, just gets me excited. And I want to find out more information And Mr. Harris, I did find out more information, but I'm not going to spoil it for you. We continue musically. We're Quest Youth Radio, which is the best youth radio, on 89.5 WSOU. Now it's time for our segment of Chain of Events. Now, this particular segment talks about news, politics, law, business, religion. But particularly this morning, we're going to talk and focus on one individual and his political activity throughout his 36-year tenure in the state of New Jersey as the state senator, Ron Wright. Now, this particular article I thought would be interesting for all of us because I think with the exception of Justin, all of us have had possibly some contact or information that leads, all roads lead to Ron Wright, state senator, once upon a time, councilman senator in the city of Newark. Now, this particular article is taken from the New Jersey Monitor and written by Nikita. Now, I'm going to try to say her name correctly, Ryoko, okay? Well, I did my best job there. All right, well, anyway. Suffering from health woes, the lead Essex County Democrat is expected to step down, and we're talking about Senator Ron Wright, by August 31st. It seems that Senator Ron Wright, who's known as a civil rights titan and one of the state's largest serving lawmakers, will leave the legislature at the end of August following bouts with health issues that I didn't even know about. But it's been tumultuous for a lot of us, considering the fact that 2020 shut everything down, and the regular conversation that you would meet and greet on the sidewalk and just, you know, word of mouth got kind of cut down, right? But anyway, I'm kind of gotten off track. And so he's had his bouts with health issues, and this Essex County Democrat from the State House for the past year. Well, Rice is a former longtime chair of the Legislative Black Caucus, and he's going to step down, as I said, August 31st from the Senate seat he's held for 36 years. Now, his departure is going to bring down one of the few rank-and-file Senate Democrats who have regularly butted heads with legislators, leaders, and governors, including governors and leaders in his own party. Now, it's a sad day for the legislator because they're losing a bold and daring, and I say fondly, a different kind of legislator that comes along once in a lifetime. Now, Democrat State Committee Chairman Leroy Jones made a comment, who is also Essex County Democratic Chair, right, was the first to report Ron Rice's looming retirement. He was a U.S. Marine Corps veteran who served in Vietnam. Rice entered the legislature after winning a special election called in the wake of Senator John P. Cornfield's death in 1986. Now, it says, quote, "I don't think I'm the cure to all the problems, but I intend on being a very visible and open voice," Ron said in his victory party that year that he won. Now, he's won re-election repeatedly, even without support of a party organization. You know, sometimes there's infighting within the parties themselves, right, Democrat and private.
Republican.
So I don't want to get too much off track. I just want to say Ron Wright I want to give honor to him. He was a police officer in the city of Newark before he became councilman. He's someone that I recall from childhood into adulthood. And I just want to get the panel to chime in and see if you've had any experience with Senator Rice. And I'm going to start once again with Tanisha Gardner. Tanisha Gardner, first of all, first question, did you know Ron Rice? Let me just ask you.
Yes, I definitely met Ron Rice. I mean, especially when I was a part of Newark Preschool Council. I was the vice chair for the Newark Preschool Council. And we had a site on First Street, and we needed a crossing guard. However, I guess under the law that you can't have a cross, they don't give crossing guards to preschoolers, but, you know, they definitely give it to middle school and high school. And so he helped me reach, the right people within the government to get what I needed. So instead of me getting a crossing guard, I ended up getting a crosswalk and also a signal. So that was my reaction with him. I just do want to say one thing is that since he's retiring.
You can say more than one thing.
Yeah.
Say that again. I'm sorry. You can say more than one thing.
I said since he's retiring, I think it's one thing to take into note because we just had the whole, the system when they have to do and they have to go into the community and do a census. The census just passed. And with the census, it actually changed some of our districts. And the districts that he particularly have is going to shift. So they can't do anything right now until, after the special election, and it's going to be in an old district. Then after that, it's going to be considered in a new district. And I just wanted to point out, they was like, one of the biggest factors at determining Rice's successor is legislative redistricting. And it says Bloomfield, Nutley, and Glenridge will shift from the 28th to the 34th next year. So just imagine that he had Bloomfield, Nutley, Glenridge, that was the 28th, and now they're going to switch all the way to a new district, which is the 34th, while Maplewood, South Orange, and Hillside will become the 28th. So what does that say for us? I guess it's still good, because when you think of Maplewood, South Orange, and Hillside, it's still pretty much Democratic. So I think that's something to look forward to in the future, especially when they do more redistricting, and how is that going to sway the votes of the things that we need for our community.
Wow. You know, that's a hefty dose of information, and we do indeed appreciate that, you know, because that's something to think about as he retires. But, you know, it's getting back to your experience with Ron Rice, before you jump all the way off, you wanted a crossing guard, but it sounded like you got a little bit more than what you asked for.
Yeah, no, definitely. Because I got to meet Jack Nader at the time before he passed away in the city of Newark, and he was over the traffic. So they had to do a traffic study. And so I had to gather in the information. I had to go to several council meetings. That's when I got to speak to Councilwoman Crump at the time when she was in office. And she also helped, help me with the letters to write and also be able to speak at the council. So that's very important that our voice can be able to change things. And like you just said about James Weeks, and what did he do that he was so motivated to be able to create his own. And I think that's what it's about. It's not about following everyone else. It's about us creating new. And that's the power that we have. And we have to remember that and always go forward and never give up.
All right. Okay. Impactful, insightful, and thank you for your input and your comment and your information. Mr. Harris, first question to you. Had you ever met or any experience with Senator Ron Rice?
When I first came back to Newark, they were trying to get me to be the run for district leader in our little ward, and he was the West Ward councilman at the time, and you know I got to meet him, and you know even though politics wasn't my thing, you know, I kind of followed him. You know, he always had the best interests of Newark at heart. You know, even though sometimes we didn't agree with everything, but he always put Newark first in all of his endeavors, and he was always willing to reach out and help anybody that was trying to do the same. So that's my experiences with him. And what Tanisha was talking about as far as the change of districts, about who's going to be, you know, related to who, when they moved everything from Bloomfield and Kearney into, like, Maplewood and stuff like that, it is a whole different demographic. And we have to understand that sometimes the way things have always been are not going to continue based on this gerrymandering of different districts and stuff. You know, so this is a it's a sad day and it's a good day, because he's been doing this for a minute. I remember him as almost a teenager, early 20s. You know, I'm in my 60s now, so he's been around for a while. And always did a good job, and good for him.
All right. Yeah, we wish the best for Senator Ron Rice. He has been a trooper. It was written that he was unbought, unbossed, and definitely, as we all recall on this line, someone who you can reach out and talk to when you needed help. As we continue musically, this is Quest Youth Radio. Thank you.
another night while I'm coasting around Kelly Drive, taking the scenic route over to the west side. I see this little streak of light flicker in the sky. Since the stars are radiating bright, I'm paying it no mind. Never once considered no sign of any kind. Extend my arm, turn the car stereo to nine. Had gorgeous by Silk 130 on auto rewind. About the third time it played, heard your beat sound, thought it was a part of the fade. Slightly phased, I pulled over to investigate. Beat turned into a speech, making my ears ache. And the ground vibrate and my body levitate. In the hypnotical state, in the direction I face. Hesitate, too late, fell for the bait. Best bet, play safe, cooperate. Whether in over my head or whatever the case. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Okay, so I'm like floating along, tranquil feeling, sort of like I'm huffing the bone. Then I hear a voice telling me relax, stay calm. Suddenly I'm conscious, saying the 23rd Psalm. Human-like figure approaching with open arms. Bad cold naked night, John glowy palms. Gentile grill, not intimidating at all. Medium built, height about 5'10", brown skin. Looking like an African, suiting knees or something. Couldn't believe I wasn't petrified, feeling like I had to pee or nothing. So I was lowered to the ground so my feet could touch it. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Now eye to eye with this like alien guy. By chance or fate, this place and time. Could it be coincidental that I passed the line? He replied, no, like you can read my mind. Believe that I'm pleased to find you're the second specimen I done seen of your kind. Analyzed then, I must admit you're some fine advertisement for earthlings who keep their inner light shining. You got an aura that glows like a diamond to penetrate every realm that I dwelt in. Cause of your passion and life for excelling, you will to yourself the situation that you fell in. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore. By chance, by faith, God planted it for me, no mistakes. Transcend physical, elevate. Time one way, move on faith, explore.
Right, so we're at the half hour of our show, and we've talked about James Weeks and Weeksville, the first Black Wall Street in the New York East Coast area. Well, one of. There's probably so much history that we don't know about ourselves that we have to still keep on digging. We also talked about Senator Ron Rice retiring on August 31st and him being unbought, unsold, unbossed, a politician that you can reach out and touch and talk to and help you get things done, particularly in the city of Newark. We all know him because that's where he was from. In fact, he still lives in Newark. And right now, we transition back to the real deal, Justin Hill, as he continues on with another definition segment for information to enlighten us all. Take it away, Justin.
Thank you, Mr. Bay. And it is now time for our next segment of definitions. This segment provides the listener with words and other meanings that we can achieve together a common basis to say we care and we believe in ourselves. Remember, whosoever controls our definitions controls us. We must define existence and have it defined for us. And my definition for today is an abolitionist. And an abolitionist is a person who supported the end of slavery and fought for full freedom of enslaved people. Some examples of famous abolitionists are Frederick Douglass, Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, James Brown, and Harriet Beecher Stowe. Abolitionists are important because they were and are the voices of people who may not be in a position to fight for or speak up for themselves. And that is it for my segment of today. I thank you guys for listening, and this is the host, Joseph Hill, of the WSOU.
All right, as we continue.
Tramp.
What you call me?
Tramp.
Well, you did.
You don't wear continental clothes or Stetson hats.
But I'll tell you one dog.
Irresistible appeal of black individuality. Where has all of that gone? The very people who blazed our paths to self-expression and pioneered a resolutely distinct and individual voice have too often succumbed to mind-numbing sameness and been seduced by simply repeating what we hear, what somebody else said or thought, and not digging deep to learn what we think or what we feel or what we believe. Now, it is true that the genius of African culture is surely its repetition, but the key to such repetition was that new elements were added each go-round. Every round goes higher and higher. Something fresh pops off the page or jumped from a rhythm that had been recycled through the imagination of a writer or a musician. Each new installation bore the imprint of our unquenchable thirst to say something of our own, in our own way, in our own voice, as best we could, the trends of the times be damned. Thank God we still got musicians and thinkers whose obsession with excellence and whose hunger for greatness remind us that we should all be unsatisfied with mimicking the popular rather than mining the fertile veins of creativity that God placed deep inside each of us.
We go eye to eye to eye to eye. We go eye to eye to eye to eye. We go eye to eye to eye.
Okay, and we're back. Now, normally, right, well, according to our format schedule, we're supposed to roll right into Mr. Harris. But before we do, I want to bring on a brother that we all know and love and has always been referred to as the student host. Well, I need to say that we are all students, but now is his opportunity to become a panelist and give us his feedback as to how we're doing, what he thinks about different segments. I would like to introduce, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Walter Pierce. Take it away.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. You know, usually I'm giving segments every Sunday, every Saturday, discussing history and all of that. But really today, it's really about passing the torch. You know, I feel like these past 4 years of me being a part of this radio team and giving – all information, the ups and downs of Mr. Bay, and being all crazy and stuff like that. You know, it's been a crazy journey, but you know, everybody has to pass the torch, and I'm doing that with Justin. So you know, it's great to hear him continuing to do segments each week. And you know, I'm here to listen. I'm here to always give feedback, and you know, I'm here to always support the program as a you know transition on. So you know, I just want to say that and thank you for these 4 years.
Oh, man, you're more than welcome, you know, and, you know, I want, not right now, but later on, I'm going to get you to define what you mean by crazy, because I know it's not the crazy that people might, you know, but I will say, I'll help you out on this one, Walter, and you'll remember this phrase: if it's not going to be no fun, then why in the world are we doing this, okay? And maybe that's what you might be referring to, because you know, we've been able to have fun within those 4 years, and it wasn't like a task, you know, a daunting task just had to be done. It was more, I would like to believe, more fun than anything. Right now, it is time for our favorite segment of Curtains, right, where we talk about musical artists behind the curtains of the stage and what they have done for the community. Is our honor once again to present Mr. Shelton Harris. Take it away.
All right, thank you. But first, let me say, Walter brought a smile on my face with his conversation about transitioning, and that's really what life's all about, moving from one place to another. But today, though, I was listening to the radio earlier this week, and his brother came up, and I was like, now, I know he's been on the scene for a minute, and so let me just find out what he's doing behind the scenes. And obviously we're talking about, we heard a couple of his stuff already. We talk about Busta Rhymes. You know, he's been around in the music scene for like 25 years, you know, but along with that, he has been partnering with other organizations that are doing positive things in the community. Like in 2016, he became a part of what's called the Innocence Project over in New York. And, you know, and what they actually do is they try to restore the freedom of the innocent, transform the system's responsibility for their unjust incarceration, and advance the innocent movement so that they can do the following things: that they can exonerate people that have been jailed unjustly. They can prove the systems and the litigation between the police and the lawyers. They can reform the policy departments that work to press laws and implement policies that prevent wrongful convictions. They need to support the families of people who have been caught up in the mix of this racist society. I'm not gonna go that far. All right. So they're out to educate, you know, the community about how to deal with certain things, and they're out to build coalitions between other organizations so that they can move forward in building a unity that we need within our community to be able to, you know, understand that where we're living, how we're living, and what we can do to make it better. You know, so Busta Rhymes has been a part of that, along with other things. You know, there was a there was some brothers talking recently about starting a hip-hop political party. You know, because seeing that a lot of our younger people, like 18 and up, listen to this kind of music and are influenced by the people in this type of music. You know, if we can get them to understand that we can do more unified than separate, we can have a whole block of votes in the hip-hop party that can be able to determine how different people get elected, and we can start getting stuff that's positive for our community. And they really put Busta Rhymes up as one of their candidates, one of their initial candidates for running for a Senate seat in New York. You know, and there's like a lot of things that, you know, people do on the side that, you know, is not really known generally, you know, and sometimes that's the way they want it. A lot of people do things just so they can be seen or heard by other people. But some people do stuff and just try to stay in the background and just watch it happen. And, you know, and Busta has been one of those people, at least that I've been looking at, you know, other than just being one of the greatest rappers that's been around in a while. And that's my segment on him.
Yeah. Check it out. See, the only thing you need to do right here is snarl your freaking head. Yeah. Yeah. Break your freaking neck, boy. Give it away now. Give it away, give it away, give it away now. Just give it away. Talk to me, talk to me. You look like you can really give it to us. But the way you're talking, the way you try to walk for me, the way you really try to put it on the God. Doing it like I never did before for me. The way you break your back and I break your neck, and the way you try to put it on the floor for me. Come on, come on, come on. Oh yeah, tell me what my sister that. Okay. Let me bless y'all one time when I lock it down and I hit you with that. That bomb, just so all day we be making it drop. Y'all know every time we come through this motherfucker, we be always taking a ride. So let me do this. Just know when we come, we be making it flop. The way we making it hot, I make another one stop. Get money and cash that check for me. All my people just bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your motherfucking neck for me.
Just let me give you a speech to rock and go. When we try to sit, we want to keep bouncing up.
Then ahead and we do it to death. We screwed them back. Boy, the volume, boy, you know we're making an ounce. I know you love the way we be giving you the music, making you bounce. Stop just a little for my every time we come through. Know that we did it for y'all.
Uh-huh.
And the way we do it for the people that know that we always give it to y'all. I said bounce.
Come on.
In the daytime or the night when you keep on alone, we just bang this in the truck while you break your nigga motherfucker. Gotta pick up my flow. See the way we come right through.
When we come right through,
we be always blowing the spot again and again and make it really wanna stop. Better tell your crew, your peeps, so much better put their troops on. And gotta up your soldier. You know you better keep your boots on. Put my people in the place.
Hey, yo,
raise your hands high now. And the way we put it down, make us wonder what he really gonna try now. What you really wanna do? Just place your bet and put your money where your mouth is. Put my people in the street, just break your neck and keep on bouncing.
Just let me give you a speech to rock and go. When we try to sing, we want to keep bouncing.
Watch out we shutting it down. The way we put it on, coming through like a steamroller. Me and Dre ain't no effing around. Come on, yeah, what up? Me and my team got a link, cause you know we stay chopping it up. And when we get up in the club, on, I'm up to the bar, I'll be knocking it up. And we get a little high, we get a little drunk, we get a little drunk. Let me get you some shit, then let me get one to bang this out your trunk. Come on, everybody get cash that check for me. All my niggas bust your check for me. Everybody from every hood, bang your head till you break your mother.
Everybody, thank you for staying with us so long. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for another East Side Fable. Yeah, I know you've been wanting it, Denisha. Right. Well, anyway, here it is. And it's probably one that you've already heard. It's titled The Dog in the Shadow. Now, be happy with what you have. That's what it says in the title. Now, the story starts with a dog walking home with a piece of meat in his mouth. On his way home, he crosses a river. And he looks into the water. He mistakes his own reflection for another dog. And he wants to meet also. But as he opens his mouth, and you can guess, the meat falls into the river and is never seen again. Now, I need to ask, starting with you, Justin, Mr. Birthday Man, what do you think the lesson here with the dog and his shadow is all about? What do you think the lesson is?
I think the lesson is that, but can you repeat it again?
Well, yeah, a dog is walking. He's got a piece of meat in his mouth. He can even have a bone, whatever you want. And as he crosses, as he crosses the river, he sees in the river a dog with a piece of meat in his mouth. So he opens up his mouth to get the meat from the other dog, but he loses the meat. Because it was only a reflection. What do you think the moral of that particular story is?
I think the moral of the story is, you know, keep what you have and don't try to take other people's.
Somebody giving you props in the background. Okay. Yeah. We have Walter. Was he dead on target? What do you think the moral of that particular story was? Well, say it in your own words, because it's always good.
The moral of the particular story, you got me there. I feel like
the lesson.
Okay, the lesson. I feel like we should definitely pass this on to somebody else to give a better
presentation. Okay, Janisha, did you get that one? Did you get the lesson
that
of this
was so
particular
funny.
Famous?
Pass it on. Yeah, but that's hit it right on the head. So, yeah, like you stop wanting what other people want. Stay in your, as my mom say, stay in your lane. Like you have what you have. Like he had to meet. Why are you worrying about other people? Worry about yourself.
See, now I love the way you put that. Mr. Harris. Maybe you can put it another way, but it's all coming out.
Yeah, because I'm really giving kudos to Justin because that was what I was gonna say. You know that we got between Justin and Tanisha, I think that says the whole thing. You know, be thankful for what you got, and stop being so greedy all the time.
Well, you hit it on the head, absolutely. You know, the lesson here, as written. From the fable itself, it says it is foolish to be greedy and everyone wants more. And, of course, we always strive to do better and have bigger things. But it's important to reflect on the things you do have and not take them for granted. right? Like Tanisha was saying, stay in your own lane, because one day you might end up with nothing but regret all along. And so that was a little bit of, that was a little fun that I wanted to add. And I want to wrap up our show by talking about mental illness. And, you know, mental illness is something that affects old, young. It doesn't have an age limit, right? And I have, only thing I have is a 1-800 hotline, okay? But I need to say for everybody on the panel, it's important for us to take note and listen to our friends and people in passing. And if we don't do anything else, just give them a friendly smile. But right now, I'd like to give everybody, anybody who might be listening, right, if you are dealing with substance abuse or just need somebody to talk to, I have a 1-800-662-4357 hotline, 24 hours, 800-662-4357. And one more time, it's for mental health, substance abuse, or just to talk, 1-800-662-4357. Now I'd like to take a moment and give everyone a last minute to just reflect on today's show and just give a comment about what you think, what you thought. And I love the camaraderie of what's going on. And, of course, the birthday shout-out, starting with Walter.
Yeah, you know, shout out Justin. You feel me? It was his birthday actually yesterday, so shout out Justin. You know, this was a great show. I came in on the back end, but it was a lot of great information being exchanged, and I want to thank you, Mr. Bay, for having me here.
Oh, man, it's my honor to have you here. As we move on, Tanisha, give us feedback, whatever you want to talk about. Take it away.
Yeah, no, the show was really informative. It was really good. I want to say happy birthday, Justin, and we got to rock out for another great show.
All right. Mr. Harris, your turn.
Yeah, first, shout-outs to Justin for making another return around the sun. And I found out that there is a historical center in Weeksville, New York. It's between Bed-Stuy and Flatbush, Brooklyn. It's like a historical center in there that kind of lets you know what's going on with the brothers for James Weeks. That's what he was talking about. So
right.
That might be something to check out. That might be something to check out.
Right. Okay, Justin, I'm going to let you take it away, man. Close out the show.
I would like to thank everyone for joining us live on 89.5 WSLU. And today was a great show. And Quest Youth Radio is the best youth radio.
When I step up in the place, they know I step correct. Woo-ha! All in check, I got that head nod. Step and you break your neck. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the discotheque. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air, don't ever disrespect. Woo-ha! I got you all in check. Bust the rhymes up in the place, true indeed. Yes, I can reckon that word on my feet. I'm guaranteed to give you what you need. One blood, everybody like Junior Reed. Wake up every morning, yo, I must succeed. Nationwide, the cause make the world stampede. Yo, Willie, make me roll some mad charge, and now I must proceed. Yo, we about to make moves at speed. Beast to baby, fight Q-tip, at least I need. Watch me knock you out like Apollo Creed. Body blows, what's in your dish making you bleed? Just feed more dynamic flows and take heed. Need more information, homeboy, than just greed. Hey, you can't read all about the pure breed.
studio for that spot, do it in that spot, see you.
When I step up in the place, say yo, I step correct.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. I got that head nod that make you break your neck.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck that discotheque.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. How dare you ever try to step on my suede shoes? Stop gun, shut out your firm like Tom Cruise. Please, let me get down and blow a fuse. Acting fool, breaking this down to molecules. Yo, let me hit you with my ill street blues. Bust the rhymes, always in lines of street news. Hey, baby girl, don't be confused. Tell my liberties and enjoy my boat cruise. I know you really wanna know who's coming through, leaving bloodstains and residues. Sorry, homeboy, but your flow's down used. Got to pay your dues, baby, you know the rules. Whenever I travel the world, I land cruise. If you choose to f*** around, you get bruised. Now I got you gas on super unleaded juice. Give me room, give me some space, your excuse. When I step up in the place, then you must step correct.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. I got that head nod that make you break your neck.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. And you know we come through to wreck the disco check.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect.
Woo-ha!
I got you all in check.
You now rocking with the best. Bust the rhyme coming through from the footmost squad. Boy Scout who I be. Straight to your dome. We coming straight to your dome. Bringing all you ruckus to all you rap motherfuckers. Boy Scout who I be. Flip mode is the squid dog. Bust the rhymes, break it down like this.
Yo, which mother stole my flow? Throw them type of right out my window. Blast your get you with my direct blow.
Blow!
Coming through like G.I. Joe. Star Wars moving ill like Han Solo. Make you bounce around like this was Calypso. Always shine cause I got the high pro glow. You think that you can hide, you think you can lay low. Roll up on your like Hawaii Five-O. Mat out with my dreads and my Kango. Forget the moment. Just past the Cisco. Yo, take a trip down to Mexico. Come back with that might make you psycho. Maximum frequency studio stereo. Sorry, this is it, but homeboy, I got to go. I got step up in the place, and yo, I step correct.
Yeah.
Got you all in check. I got that head nod that make you break your neck. I got you all in check. Hey, you know we come through to wreck the disco jack. I got you all in check. Throw your hands up in the air and never disrespect.